This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 23rd, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins fielded questions on a range of topics from members of the Senate Agriculture Committee today. Rollins took questions on President Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations, biofuel policy, possible cuts to nutrition assistance, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again agenda was also in the list of questions. Rollins assured senators the Trump administration would provide another round of financial aid if farmers are hurt by trade war sparked by increased tariffs. Rollins promised to prioritize trying to expand new markets for agriculture products to close the existing ag trade deficit, now estimated at $45 billion. Donnell Rehagen, CEO of the Clean Fuels Alliance, says the industry is in dire need of clear regulatory direction from the Trump administration and the 119th Congress.
We have waited a long time for 45Z. We've been clamoring for guidance. We've been begging for guidance. If you've been following us since March of last year, we have been begging the Biden administration to complete that. We did not see, you know, anything until after 45Z became the law of the land, and then what we did receive is a little bit lacking. It's certainly not the final rule. So that uncertainty, which was our big concern back in March and April and May when we were knocking on doors, that uncertainty is still there.
Rehagen said announcements by the Biden administration on the 45Z rules didn't provide the guidance that the industry still needs.
Uncertainty, which was our big concern back in March and April and May when we were knocking on doors, that uncertainty is still there. I've talked to producers this week that just they want us to tell them, what does this mean and how do I sell my gallons now? And we don't have an answer for them. And so we need the Trump administration to act promptly, to pick up where the Biden administration left off, to understand the need for this certainty to happen soon. Otherwise, I'm concerned fuel production will remain low. I know we have producers as we speak who are not producing any fuel because they just don't know how to buy the feedstock. They don't know how to price the finished fuel. Customers are the same way. They don't know what the value of that tax credit is going to be. So they don't want to necessarily enter into an arrangement either.
Rehagen says that lack of guidance is impacting crop demand and renewable fuel production.
I mean, nobody in that supply chain knows what their product is worth at this moment in time. So how can a deal made between a grower and a processor and a processor and a feedstock processor and a feedstock producer, much less the feedstock or the fuel producer and the retailer? So that lack of clarity is devastating for our industry right now. And so that's the near term, immediately got to get fixed. Otherwise, the RVOs are going to be the next thing. But if we can't get 45Z fixed, the RVOs are going to be a distant second.
Rehagen says Washington's renewable volume obligation guidelines are way out of line with industry production capacity.
We as an industry met 2024's RVO obligation in August. That's not close. I mean, that's a big miss for the volume that we can produce in a year. And so what we really need is the EPA to see that, recognize it, acknowledge that, and make sure that 2026, the first year of the new RVOs, is going to be a big jump to catch our industry up to really where they've been, because we've suffered these last 3 years with RVOs that were very, very, very low compared to where our production volumes were.
In our confirmation hearing today, Brooke Rollins said she has been a longtime defender of fossil fuels, said she would support all sources of fuel. President Trump has listed biofuels as a part of his energy dominance plan. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.